The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara, beginning of the daf, brings the Indian of Maisa Shabbos. Rashi says, "Kegoyin hamavashal b'Shabbos, litzru ba'achila l'chol Yisrael." It is an iser if a malachas Shabbos was done, so it's also to be nana from that malacha. Now, there's a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir in a few places in Shas, in Bava Kamma and elsewhere, in Gittin, and the gedarim of the iser of Maisa Shabbos is actually a third shita, also Rabbi Yechon and Sandler, but l'halacha we don't go with that shita. There's a machlekes whether we go with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Meir. So let's go through what comes out in the halacha from this rather complicated inyan. The Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim Shin Yud Ches, beginning of the Siman, paskens like Rabbi Yehuda, that if a malacha was done on Shabbos b'mezid, so there's a difference between the person who did the malacha, the mevashal, let's say, and other people. And there's also a difference between if it was mezid or b'shagig. So the Mechaber paskens like Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that b'mezid, it's also loy la'olam, the mevashal himself, it's also for him to be nana from that malacha la'olam, even after Shabbos. And la'acherim, for other people, it's also on Shabbos, but after Shabbos, it becomes mutter to have anah from that malacha. That's by mezid. And by shaygig, then there's no knas la'olam for the mevashal, so then there's no difference between the mevashal and everyone else, and the halacha is that it's also la'koil on Shabbos, but after Shabbos, it's mutter right away, for everyone. That's the sheet of the Mechaber that passes like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir holds differently, and the Goyin over there in Shin Yud Ches passes like Rabbi Meir, that he holds two things. First of all, there are two points of Machlekes. First of all, he does not hold of the Knas L'Olam for the Mevashal B'mezid. So therefore, B'mezid, it's also La'Koil until Mitzvah Shabbos. V'sulei Midi, not after Mitzvah Shabbos. No, that's just like Yehuda holds by Shaygig, Remeya holds by Mezid. Okay, and what does Remeya hold by Shaygig? He holds that he's no Knas B'chlal by Shaygig, and therefore it's Mutter for everybody, certainly for everyone else, but even for the Mevashal, Miyad, you don't have to wait until after Shabbos. What's the Halacha L'maisa? So, the Ikar Adin is like the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, B'mokam Tzorich, Yesh Lahakal B'Shaygig, like the Goyin, that it's Mutter Miyad. Okay, so that means that b'mezid, it sounds from the Shabru, we go with the Shulchan Aruch, that it's also loy la'olam and lacherim and matzei Shabbos. But b'shegig, if it's not a special makom tzayruch, so then we say it's also till matzei Shabbos. But if there's a makom tzayruch, let's say somebody put up a challenge for a kiddush by mistake, he was over bishul b'shabbos. Like I heard a case recently, somebody had their crackpot plugged in before Shabbos, and it looked like it wasn't cooking properly. So right by Shkia, the person unplugged it, and then plugged it back in again. The person thought it was really before Shkia, really was after Shkia. Alright, so there are obviously other considerations over there with Benesh Moshes. Let's say such a thing happened on Shabbos, and the situation was that they had added beans to the challenge right before Shabbos, and the beans were certainly raw, certainly not cooked, Uncle Ponim. Not as much called Tzachi, probably not even Kamachal Benjamin Tzachi. So in that case, plugging in the pot would be Mamash of Maisa Bishal, plugging in the crackpot would be a Maisa Bishal on the beans. So of course it wasn't Maisa, it was Shanki, so what would be the din? So if it's a Makam Tzairach, let's say that was the only food they had to eat, or let's say it was for a Simcha, or something like that, it would be Mutter, because it was B'Shaikik. That's what comes out in the Mishnah Berurah. Not so clear why the Mishnah Berurah is Saimuch on the Goyin Dafka by Shaikik and not by Mezid. So, Yesh La'ayim B'Zo, we'll leave that as a Hara for now. Now there's an interesting Nidin in the Isra of Maisa Shabbos. Sometimes you have something which is a machlegus, whether you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. And the halacha is a gepaskin that it's aser. Okay, so it's aser. But what if somebody did it? So there are common curses in the poskim that when something is a machlekes, even though the chatchila we'd be machmer, but the avid, we could be mekel on the Isra Maisa Shabbos. And there are several drachim in the poskim to explain this. The first derech is that we have a klal of safik drabon and lukula. So if it's a machlekes, it's a gather of a safik. Even the machlekes is not exactly the same thing as a safik, but a component for this, we call it a Safik. So, let's say it's a deraisa. Okay, so it's a safik, you have to be machmir. Maybe even if it's a derabanan, for whatever reason, we're machmir l'chatchilo. But when it comes to the issa b'diavet, issa ma'isa Shabbos, that we paskin is only an issa derabanan. At least, that's how we paskin, Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, Yechon Nassan holds differently, he learns it from a pasuk. Akoponim l'halacha ma'isa Shabbos is an issa derabanan. So now, if you have a machlekes, whether it's a ma'isa Shabbos, meaning whether it's a ma'isa issa b'chlal, so come to chais, you have a machlekes, and a derabanan. So safik derabanan. Is Lakula. The Prima Godim says this in Shin Yud Ches, Nesh Lavram Sefkot Yud, and the Mishabru there in Sefkot Beis brings this as well. According to this, so, L'chaira, Lav Dafka, if it's a Machlaikis, it should be the same thing if there's a Safik in the Din, in Hilchas Ma'aseh Shabbos Kufa. Any Safik in Ma'aseh Shabbos, it should be a Makim to be Mekel, because it should be a Safik Drabonin. Okay. Then we have another derech in this. Magen Avraham in Rishon Gimel Amud Zayin says that if you had a situation where a guy heated up a pot which was already mivushalas, the food is already cooked, but he heated it up on Shabbos, shalei al gabei yosh. Right? So, there's a machlokes over there whether it would be mutter to do that. So even though we'd be machmir, but the Magen Avraham says that b'dieved, if it was done, you could be mekel. Magen Avraham says the same idea in Shilchov Gimel, Sefkot Nir Aleph, Lagabi being Tevil or Kaili on Shabbos, he says in Rishon and Dal Yid Aleph Lagabi another case also, and he does not say anything about Tzveka Derabon and Lekula. That's not what the Magen Avraham says. He keeps saying the Vart that because you have Matirim Af L'Chatchila. And interestingly, when the Prima Godim that we mentioned before and in other places, when he talks about Tzveka Derabon, he doesn't bring this Magen Avraham. So it seems like there's a different heter going on over here. This is not the heter of Safi Drabbana. So what then is this heter? So if you look at the Prima Godim in Reshon and Dalet Yud Aleph, on that Magen Avraham, he brings a Gemara in Nida. The Gemara says, Kedai Reb Shimon Lisma Chala B'Shasat Chak. Which means there's a musig of, sometimes even though when the halach is gepasat l'chumra, when it comes to B'Shasat Chak, we have a klal in the Gemara that you could be makel B'Shasat Chak. He's mitzayin also the shach and hagos is better. But the shach says that by nisad rabbanon b'shas atchak, you can be tzaymich even on a yochid who's mekel keneged rabbin. So now we have a klal that kol shas atchak kedi yevadami. So maybe the pshat over here is that we say the opposite as well. Kol the yevad k'shas atchak. So since we know that b'shas atchak you can be mekel, so who adin we consider a b'yevad like a shas atchak. And I talk a found in the Sherek Nesar Gdoilo, Kolon Nesrodim, Ois Lamed, he brings B'Shem to Sefer B'Kis Avram, Chelik Gilzim, and Erech Sanik Vav, that he says this. So that could be Pshat. You could maybe say Nochak Nech, that everybody ever is a Mamele Shasat Chak. Because the Shach says over there in Yerodea, that Kvod Shabbos is always considered Shasat Chak. He says, even for an Usher, if he won't have his proper Kvod Shabbos, that's considered a Shasat Chak. So Mamele, you have a heter, even without the din of Safik Drabbanon, you have a heter of Shasat Chak. These are the two ikadrachim to be matir, something that's a machlekes in Ma'aseh Shabbos. There's a mishabur that's mashma that he has a third derech, which is not so clear. It's in two places. It's in the Sharatzi in Reishon and Teschof Dalad, and the Bir Halacha in Shin Yudches, if Yudches, the Maschal Shenimtza. In Reishon and Tes, he's talking about if you sealed up a tanur after it became Machal Ben Rusai, and in the Bihalach of Shin Yud Ches, he's talking about a case of Hagos, if you mix the pot after Machal Ben Rusai. And in both cases, he says it's mutter because of the Shitas Hagoyin that we mentioned before, that you can be matter b'shoygig. And he says, v'yadua da'aymen mutter shoygigu. So, not so clear what Mishabur means, but it does not sound like he's saying the derech of the Prima Godim or the derech of the Magen Avraham, so it would seem that there's a third derech, adayin tzorch v'yabuzah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.